For all of you who don't know, our God is faithful. It's been a strange time. Even the service today has been strange. Got videos. But God is faithful. And when we look at that story, which we're going to expand, I must admit that video was very good. That is a sermon in itself. I was thinking, what am I going to say? So yeah, well, I'm going to try and do something different. But before I speak, as I was preparing for the sermon, God wanted me to pray for the young people. He says, when I come to pray in his name, pray for them. Just like in Plymouth, there's a lot happening in our community, and we need to cover our young people. So if there's anyone in the building that is 26 and under, can you just stand up, please? Karen, sit down. Yeah. I had to get my own back on her, you see. And if you're at home and you're sitting near your children, just put your hand on your child, because we want to cover our young people. They've had a difficult time over the last year and a bit, and we want to give them to God. So just, I was going to take a few minutes, we're going to pray for them. So let's agree in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to you at any time with anything. And Father, we want to bring our children, our nieces, our nephews, our grandchildren before you. And we all want you to protect them in the world that we live in today. Lord, we want you to protect them while online as well as in person, Father. We want you, Lord, to be with them as they're on school holidays, wherever they may be at home. We pray that, Lord, that you will be with them, give them good friends, friends that, Lord, will bring, lift them up and not tear them down. We pray, Lord, for the people and the circles they move in, Lord, that you will just be with them. And Father, we pray for those who have just done exams and may not have got the results they've had, that, Lord, that you will be with them. Those who are coming out of university that are looking for jobs, I pray you provide for them. But Lord, I pray that you put your hand upon our children right now, that you'll keep them safe as they go to and fro, as they play. Whatever they do, Lord, I pray that you will be with them. But more importantly, I pray that our young people, our children, our young adults will come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. That, Lord, that you draw them all close to you, Father. Whether they know you now, if they don't, that they will come to know you. If they do, that you will encourage them to grow more in you. So, Lord, I pray for the youth group and the children's group here at Rainer's Lane Baptist, that you will be with them, be with their leaders, touch them. And I pray out of this new season that you will grow up young people that will be men and women, that will be leaders in their community, Father. Men and women who will be able to share Jesus with their friends. But more importantly, men and women that have standards, and that a standard that is of your love and your grace. So hallelujah. Father, I thank you and I praise you. Be with our young people, be with our children, and watch over them, I pray. As you ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you all. Amen. It is good to be at Rainer's Lane. Last year, what did we do? Recorded a video, didn't we? But it's nice to be in the house again. It's nice to see faces. For so long, we've just been cooped up, looking at our walls and stuff and watching too much TV. But it's good to be out. And why it's so good is because God is good. For those who don't come to church, I go to the church down the road. I'm a youth pastor. I'm from a Pentecostal background, so I might be a little bit more energetic than you're used to. But God is good. And I know that not just because I read it, because I've proved it in my life. Hallelujah. And we've all been through some struggles, but God has been faithful and we're here today. God is good. And as we look at this story of, we enter this story, and it's a sad story, isn't it? Jesus encounters a funeral. And for a lot of us, over the last year and a bit, we've heard of so many, too many funerals. And in our lives, we face so many struggles. And this woman, she had lost it all. She had buried her husband. And now she has to bury her son. Life is lost. There's no hope. And in those times, if you didn't have a husband or children, you basically, that was it. You had no way of making money, no way of doing it. So really, she was at the end of her rope. But then Jesus comes. I know you got masks on, but can you say Jesus comes? Jesus comes. Because when Jesus comes, something happens. Hallelujah. For those of you who like movies, I like watching movies. I like watching The Avengers. I love The Avengers movie. But when the hero comes, you know something's going to happen. When Tony Stark turns up, something is going to happen. May not always be the right thing that happens, but something is going to happen. And when Jesus turns up, something happens. And if you do not remember anything, remember this. When Jesus walks into your situation, something is going to happen. Hallelujah. And if Jesus is in your situation, just watch out. But I don't want to get ahead of myself. I know I've got a short time, but I'm excited because God is good. And I know it for myself. So Jesus encounters this funeral and he walks up to a woman and he has compassion. He cares. Sometimes when you're going through stuff, you feel no one cares, don't you? You just feel nobody cares. But I've got news for you. Jesus cares. He cares for you. That's why he cares for your situations. A young girl said to me years ago that, you know what, God doesn't care about my situations. They're a bit too small. But I said to her, God cares about all of our situations. And because he cares about you, he cares about your situation. So he cared for this woman. And he says to her a strange thing. Don't cry. Okay, for me, that's quite strange. It's a funeral. She's grieving. And sometimes, you know when someone tells you when you're angry, stop being angry? That's the worst thing to tell somebody. Because that just makes you more angry, doesn't it? So to tell someone who's grieving not to cry is something strange. But as I was getting ready this morning, God put those two words in my mind to say, don't cry. Sometimes in our situations, God says some stuff that we think, why? And he says, wait. Hold on. In due time. These kind of stuff. You think, but God, I want you to do it now. And what God was saying to me, when he says those things, he knows what's coming next. Hallelujah. He knows that if he tells you to wait, something big is coming. So when he told her to don't cry, he was going to do something. So if we were to look at Jesus today, and we need to find out, we're trying to investigate, the first thing I will say is that he has compassion and he cares. Jesus cares for us. And the second one, which is exciting, is that he has power. He has power to do what nobody else can do. When I was at school, I always was afraid of people who had older siblings because they would say, I'm going to get my big brother on you. And you know, if someone had a big brother, you're in trouble, isn't it? Because if you're year 7 and their brother's in year 10, they're going to be a lot bigger than you. Don't go anywhere, Karen. Stay there. Stay there with me. Okay. But when we look at our situations and we ask our big brother Jesus to come into that situation, something is going to happen. Because he has the power to raise the dead. He has the power to break down walls. He has the power to deliver. He has the power to change everything. And that is what is so good about our God. That he's not a God of stone or of wood. He's a living God that changes things. And for all of us, we are facing situations. All God wants us to do is invite him in. Hallelujah. Because all Jesus did was speak the word. All God needs to do in our situations is speak, and it will change it in an instant. But he might be saying, wait at the moment, or hold on, not yet. So don't need to focus on what he's saying, just focus on that he is there. When God is there, something is going to happen. Because imagine if that happened here. We're at a funeral, and Jesus speaks and somebody gets up. What are you going to do? We're going to be amazed, aren't we? My son watches a lot of videos of football skills and people nutmegging people, and you'll go, ooh, and ow. That's nothing compared to what happens when Jesus comes into our situation. The Bible says he will do exceedingly abundantly more than we can think or ask. All we need to do is invite him in. Because once he comes in, something's going to happen. Like, once the Avengers come in to that battle, something's going to happen. It's going to be amazing. If you watch the cinema, it is loud, it is bad, but that's nothing compared to what God is going to do in our situations. So God is caring and he's all powerful. But also at the end of those verses, they said, wow, he must be a prophet. And yeah, they are right. He came and declared the word of God. But also he is more than that. He is God. You're inviting God into your situations. There's no better person to invite. John is a great man. But John, I'm sorry. If it's between you and God, you might get the second call. You're not going to get my first call. And John knows, it's no slight. I'm sure it'd be the reverse, it'd be the same. He's not going to call me. But whatever you're facing today, God has the power to deliver you. We live in a situation, in a world where people are losing hope. But today I want to say there's hope in Jesus. When you put your trust in Jesus, hope reignites. It's just like when the Avengers get that call, the world's hope is reignited because they're coming to the battle. But I'm telling you, something is better than the Avengers. Jesus Christ, the risen Savior, will move in our circumstances, will move in our world, will move in our community, and something will happen. Hallelujah. Do you know what? That is a praise moment in itself. To know that we're not here alone. We have a God that cares about us, but also a God that has the power to do something about our situations. It's different that Karen can care for me, but if she doesn't have the power, that's where it's going to stop. But Jesus goes further than that. He doesn't just care. He acts, he delivers, and he brings victory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If that is just something to go away with, he brings victory in every situation. It doesn't matter what we're facing today. We have a victor. He turns victims into victors. Hallelujah. So you might feel like a victim today, but Jesus is saying, I'll make you a victor. Hallelujah. You may be having a long health situation. God said, I can make you a victor. You might be thinking, I lost my job. I don't know where I'm going. God can bring victory in all of these situations. We just need to invite him. And this story is a wonderful story, not just because God healed that young man. Because you know what? This little joke I'm going to put in your head. Do you know how hard it is to wake a child up when they're very tired? Yeah. That's very hard, isn't it? But Jesus said a word and he woke a dead man up. Yeah. Trust me, it's hard. In the summertime, it's hard to wake a child up because they're just dead to the world. But Jesus woke up this young man by just speaking. That's the power that Jesus has. And this story is an illustration of how Jesus came to die for our sins. For this woman, for this young man, it was a physical death. But for us, it was a spiritual death. But yet Jesus came. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So for all of us, all we need to do is accept him. There's nothing, that young man couldn't do anything while he was dead. He needed Jesus. Just like I couldn't do anything with my sin, I needed Jesus. I couldn't work hard enough. I didn't have enough money to pay for my sin. I didn't know enough important people to get my sin erased. But Jesus. And as you look at this story, think about your individual lives and your stead and your sin. I know sin's a word that we don't usually use nowadays. It's kind of old-fashioned. But all it is doing the things against what God wants us to do. But Jesus came and paid the price for that. He came in again with his power and died for my sin. I didn't grow up a Christian. I became a Christian in my teens. But once I invited Jesus into my life, everything changed. Hallelujah. I think my time is up. But I want us to know that there is power in the name of Jesus. There is no situation too hard for him. But also, I want you to know that he loves you and he cares for you. And for those of you who know him and you're struggling, God says, I've got you. I've got you. I know it's hard. I know it's a struggle, but I've got you. The power is still there. It's not gone. The pandemic hasn't weakened his power. The pandemic is nothing. Nothing is too hard for God. Just let me in and I will do it. And for those of you who don't know him, he's saying, you know what? I care for you so much that I went to the cross just for you. I died just for you. I came back to life just for you. All you need to do is accept me and I will move in your life and change you for the better. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just going to pray. Amen. Jesus, I just thank you for loving us so much, for loving me so much that you died for me. And as we look at this story, it is a representation of how I was dead in my sin and I couldn't do anything. But you died for my sins. And I thank you for that. And I pray for each and every one in this building and online, that, Lord, you know where we are in our relationships with you, that, Lord, you will just draw close to us as we will draw close to you. Meet us at the point of our needs, Father. And I pray that you will move in our situations. Let your resurrection power move in our situations, in our church, in our community, and in our lives. And I just want to say thank you for loving us so much. And I thank you for your word today. In Jesus' name, amen.